Forever Dog.
I got you a present. What was it? You got it in the mail a couple days ago.
Tom got me the best present ever. Columbo and the Helter Skelter Murders.
Oh my God.
This is all of my interest in one paperback.
In one book.
Oh my God.
And
excuse me,
speaking
Mish,
of it,
I'm looking for Bobby Beausoleil. Is any chance I could talk to Lots of Papa? One more thing, Lots of Papa. Anybody seen Shorty Shea around? No, it's a real book that
it's amazing. It was
like a Columbo novelization,
yep,
from the 90s that seems just straight up insane. Ronnie Bronstein told me about it, and I immediately was like, that's not real. He's like, yes, it is. And then I was like, okay. Then I found it, and I was like, I know exactly who's getting this.
You're the best.
And
I love it.
It was only $75,000.
It was worth every penny. I'm not going to say, oh, you shouldn't have spent that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Columbo checked out the suggestion that Leno LaBianca might have been mafia connected and that his murder was mob related. He learned that LaBianca was known in the Italian community for having no mob connections. Columbo interviewed the Manson girls. It was a frustrating experience.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I wonder how that must have been.
Looking for Patricia Krenwinkel. Yeah.
Excuse me, I'd like to. Can I talk to Zizo Zizad Frack Glutz, please?
I just watched The Two Jakes last night.
How was that?
Want to hear my review?
Yeah.
Needed more Jakes.
It needed more Jakes. That's what people have always said. Who should have been the third and fourth and fifth even Jake?
Jake Johansson, Jake LaMotta, Jake Tapper, Jake Fogelnest.
Yeah. And then Jake Johnson from The New Girl.
The New Girl. The Two Jakes, I thought, was interesting in that Nicholson was very choosy about what he decided to keep, period, and when he would just leave his Ray-Bans on and wear one of those cashmere 90s sweaters that guys that age like, which is just the, like, the cashmere sweater with the collar.
Yeah. So nobody, yeah. So he would go out of period when he clearly couldn't. What, he was in director mode at that point, I guess, because he was directing. Yeah. So would he just be like, I'll just jump in and do this scene. And they're like, you're not in wardrobe yet.
Yes, and he's like, I am.
Like, you're wearing a Lakers shirt.
And I'd watched Chinatown the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so committed. And he's in those fabulous, like, 30s suits that are just tailored impeccably. And who do you think would have been better than Polanski in that role of, like, hey, kitty cat, I got your nose?
Bruce Dern.
Yeah.
Bruce Dern would have been better than Polanski.
What about Edwin. Oh, I got your nose. Remember?
Edwin. I thought you were saying Fred Gwynn. Suddenly,
Fred Gwynn and Edwin harmonizing. They both do the lines at the same time, but one is at like a higher register.
And he's like, kitty cat.
We got
a kitty cat here.
Ooh. You know what happens to nosy kitty cats?
They
lose their noses.
And he cuts them and he's like,
Oh, no.
Oh, Lily. I cut the kitty cat's nose, Lily. Oh, Grandpa. Okay, and it's just, it's like Roman Polanski has to tell him, it's just like, you're not doing the monsters now, you idiot. This is not the monsters.
This is the monsters.
Okay. And then they're just like, yeah, Fred Gwynn's got some problems.
But Edwin is doing, he's like at craft services, like stuffing his face with hot dog buns.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the hot dogs. He's got like four in at a time. Mm-hmm. He just take. This is what Ed Wynn does at the craft service table. He sees four hot dog buns connected. He goes, "Oh, a piece of bread." And he picks it up and he just munches mm-hmm. into it. He thinks it's just one big piece of bread.
I might have a few things in common with Ed Wynn then. I would love to just get a bag of those potato rolls and just eat them as a one solid piece. Challah bread style.
Challah back. As you know, I sent you photos last weekend. I was away and I went to this pinball museum mm-hmm. type of place in Vermont.
Yes.
And I played the Munsters pinball game, which is new-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. And when you hit a certain level, like, what is that called? Tom, I know you're like a pinball expert. When you hit a certain level and then
kind
like...
Kind of a pinball wizard, some
I know
said.
You're sort of a pinball wizard.
Some have said, my name is Tommy, so I'm a pinball wizard. But that's not my place to say.
People are like, how do you think he does it? And Elton John's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what makes him so good.
So
you get to a level and then there's like a little miniature, like there's the mini flippers on the inside and then there's like little tiny balls that come out and you have to use the little mini flippers.
Yeah, what's there's like called? A little mini, there's like a little game within the game in like one of the
I
upper
love
corners.
That.
Yeah, those are so
I
much
love
fun.
That. That's fabulous. So anyway, on the Munsters game, that's Grandpa's laboratory.
And so you hear all sorts of clips when you like he's you hear like him is him going like and him
yes!
going like Hyman.
If anyone is listening who could buy us each three, we want three Hermans. We want three Munsters pinball games in our respective homes, because unlike the George Lucas talk show guys, the three of us don't live together.
Yeah, no, we don't live monkey style in one house. Where we can just share the pinball machine and do a little sign up chalkboard.
And by the way, even if we could, I'd want my own.
Yeah. If we would want to be like the Beatles in Help when they had their little four separate entrances to their places
exactly.
and they were all in the same home,
they
but they had
space.
Four different styles going on.
So I want you to guess, Tom, of all the pinball machines that were there, and there were some like the classics, it was one of the best. It rivals, if not exceeds, the one that we went to
sure.
together in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Where do you think, which pinball machines do you think had signs on it that said, give someone else a chance?
Let's see. Which one said, give someone else? I would say, so probably new ones, obviously. Probably Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
Munsters.
Nope.
No, okay.
But you're close thematically.
Sure. Adam's Family.
Yep.
Okay. Give me a hint. Is there another one? That had a sign?
Yeah, there's two more and they're both like 90s.
Okay.
Like early 90s is one and then like late 80s. Or
so they didn't have the, did they have a Stop the Steal machine there? Where you get into the multi-ball is storming the Capitol?
And then the
storm the Capitol from the multi-ball. And it's just all people who try to shoot over the wall. Like you have to shoot like over a little wall up a ramp that gets you over the Capitol wall.
And then you see like little clips of like Gavin McInnes's talk show, like his YouTube talk show where he's like,
it's kind of a gang. Proud Boys is kind of a gang. See him do the thing. Then you get the QAnon shaman is like Rudy from Funhouse with the mouth. And he's like, I can only eat organic pinballs. And then you have to hit the ball in his mouth. It's like, oh!
Such a good idea.
The door was open. I just walked in. Great excuse.
Okay. Here's a topic for a future episode.
Yeah.
The double threat pinball machine.
Oh,
what
yeah.
would it be?
Perfect. That's a perfect topic.
Tom just opened a huge brew.
No, a coffee. It's coffee. I'm not
White Claw.
I promise I'm not drinking White Claw. White Claw is so disgusting to me.
I think the Stop the Steal pinball machine is so brilliant.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I can't believe how good. Because there's like AOC and Nancy Pelosi are in like yeah. the corners, like hiding behind doors. And that's like the ultimate like.
Oh my God. God. So you're trying to get in there to them?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mike Pence.
Like ding, 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 ding.
All the drop down targets should be Mike Pence. Or what if they just have all of the hero, quote unquote, heroes of that day? The jerk at Pelosi's desk.
Yeah,
the guy carrying the podium.
Oh, we could have Jay Johnson have the story of Everest in the middle, where all these pinballs like fall off of a shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the multi-ball is like they all fall off the shelf.
That's perfect. The music should be Ariel Pink on the machine. Ariel Pink does the music. And then just like you get to the one thing, it's like, and there I was standing on top of Everest. And then all that's like multi-ball storm the capital. And then it's just like when he trips backwards, all the pinballs come down.
Yes. Perfect. Yes.
Oh my God.
What's the longest you've gone where you haven't shaved?
Like 10 days.
What happened?
I looked like Salvador Dali. I had a giant twirly mustache and goatee.
It was like two paintbrushes sticking out in either direction.
Yes.
That's just how it naturally grew.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was very, very sculpted. It was just scraggly.
I picture you with stubble as like, you know, when a dog takes a bath and it like starts rubbing its face against the rug,
mm-hmm.
like just being like, I picture you with stubble being like, I wish I was the way I was before.
You're not far away from it. I did not like it. It just wasn't comfortable. I just didn't, I feel... Generally, if I'm doing that, it means it's not a great stretch right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's usually kind of a giveaway.
If you see Tom on the street with stubble, maybe don't be like, hey, buddy, how's it going, buddy?
You could say that, but just don't say like, hey, you know, the show's not as good as it was anymore. Just want to say that one thing you did was terrible.
Is this helpful?
Yeah, this helps, right? Because... I'm just showing you that I'm just not a pushover, and I'm just going to say I like what
that
you
way,
do.
That way, when I compliment you, you'll know I mean it.
You'll know I mean it because I actually told you that you're terrible to your face, which is like shows that I'm my own person, and then my compliments have more value.
But did this happen at Gelson's? And who do I need to kill? Now, I will kill them.
It's not happened in a long time, but it used to happen with frightening frequency. Somebody would come up to me and figure, it's just like, I'm not just going to say I like the show. It's like, I'm going to say something really negative. And it's like, why?
To stand out, man. Just, so he doesn't forget me like other fans. Yeah,
trust me, I haven't forgotten you.
Well, if that ever happens next time I'm in LA, mm-hmm. I'll just put it this way. I'm a good driver, but I'm a really bad parker, and I've hit a lot of things.
Okay, I like that.
And I could accidentally hit someone mm-hmm. in a, I don't know, grocery store parking lot or, I don't know, like a side street trying to quote-unquote parallel park.
You know who was a good parker?
Mm.
Monique.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Double Threat.
Yes, and my name is Tom, and I'm here with
Julie,
and we are both here with Brett. Yeah, Brett. Yeah,
who has either of us are on Twitter? Tom and I aren't even on Twitter anymore. Yeah.
No,
oh, I am.
No, of
I know.
Course you are.
That's what we're saying. Around. That's the point of what I was saying.
It did not take long for you to become one of the true villains of Twitter.
I just go on to like, oh, did you see Dylan Farrow is following me?
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Congrats.
But no, I don't use Twitter except for anything besides making fun of Bob Weedy.
Good
but
for
like,
you.
I don't go on anymore because Brett is doing the work.
No, Brett is now just straight up straight up bad guy.
It's tapping into my, I was a big pro wrestling fan when I was a kid, and it still am, but when I was a kid, big time, and I always loved the heels, in pro wrestling. So I feel like, I don't know what it is, but something, being on Twitter has tapped into that part of my brain where I just am feeling like I love being the heel on there.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bad guy, make you something sad guy. How does that song go?
Boop beep boop boop beep boop 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 beep boop 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 boop.
I'm the bad guy. Duh. Dee 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 dee.
Yeah, no, but Brett is a straight up Brett's a straight up villain now. He and I recognize it. Like I kind of see it and I'm like, yeah, I remember what those days were like on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just gonna tell you, Brett. Just tread lightly.
Don't listen to Tom. I say go out with a bang. I said tread hard.
I want to live the full life cycle on Twitter, but I want to live it quickly, like an accelerated Twitter life cycle.
Absolutely. Burn out, a quasar.
So you want to be like an insect.
I want to go out like a supernova about 6 months from now, and then you'll never see me on there again. But it's going to be quite a ride, so join it at BREYYYATTT on Twitter.
He stopped promoting our show's social media. Yeah.
He's done promoting our show or any show on Forever Dog.
He doesn't even promote the Forever Dog Twitter.
Brett, here's an idea for a show for Forever Dog, and you take it or leave it, but I'm telling you, you better take it because it's a winner. High Heels. A show called High Heels. You get former wrestlers to talk about marijuana.
Nice. Are they high during the show?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. If you have to ask, you don't know.
Yeah. High heels, and you get
just wanted to clarify.
You get wrestlers to rate and review different strains of weed.
That's great. We'll get Buff Bagwell on there. We'll get
Buff Bagwell.
You think you can get Buff Bagwell?
I don't know.
Buff Bagwell. That is the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Is he like a villainous, like the guy at the grocery store who like bags your groceries? But he's really like buff. He's like a muscular guy that like puts the bread on the bottom and then he puts the cans on top of it so it smooshes the bread.
Yeah. Well, then he buff don't bag so well.
And then he like drops it and he's like, oops. And then the jar of tomato sauce gets everywhere and he's just like, sorry.
Yeah, he goes, oops, I did it again. The sauce broke in your bag.
It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't my fault, even though it was. And then everybody's like looking at this wrestler working at the grocery store. Not unlike the movie The Wrestler. Remember Randy the
Ranch? Todd Barry is the manager of the grocery store. Yeah,
and he worked with Randy the Ram. So high heels, Brett, you take it.
I love it.
I just need a credit on it.
And you can add a drag component. You could have some of the girls in their high heels.
I love that. Yeah. So different meanings of heel. High remains the same, but then heel is sort of interchangeable as a pun.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm gonna put this into production this week, if that's all right with
please
you guys.
Please don't. Please, okay. Please don't. It's because it's not okay with us because we own it and it's our idea. And Tom?
Yeah. Yes.
You and I have this idea, right? It's our idea.
It's our idea. No,
it's our idea. And if you do it, we'll be so mad.
Yeah.
But I feel like I get it. I get the idea. I feel like I can execute it well and into your vision. And, okay. And
well, it's got hey. Then fine. Double Threat presents.
I've been at Forever fancy Dog. Stores. I say, oh, I like that jacket. I get that jacket. That don't mean I put it in my shopping bag and not pay for it.
Look, no one else can do this show the way I can do it. I'll give it, you know, the love and attention. I get it. You know, I get it at a level that other people won't get it at. And I think I can really knock it out of the park.
Give me two guests you'd book on high heels.
Two topics.
All right, two guests and two topics. All right, yeah. So, I mean, first guest that comes to mind would be, I mean, really the classic heel. So good at being a heel that he almost became like the hero. I would have Ric Flair on the first episode. And we would review Seth Rogen's new weed that he just came out with. So it'd be like a big, because you need like a big, you need the resonate, you know, for the first episode.
He can have the idea. He can have the idea. He can have, he knows what he's doing, Tom.
Thank
I'm
you.
Backing okay. off. I'm backing
that's
off.
That's a hell so of a first episode.
A Forever Dog production, Double Threat presents High Heels.
Yeah. This is like our S-Town.
Yes. This is our S-Town spinning off of. And boy, that was a satisfying program, wasn't it? Boy, that wasn't just all front loaded.
Episode S-Town. Two would be episode two would be Jinx Monsoon and vapes. Mm-hmm. We'd do vapes with Jinx Monsoon. I'm sorry, I'm just going to write all this down. I'm just going to get started on this.
Sure.
Right now.
And who's going to be the host of High Heels?
That's a good question.
What about the whole staff of Gawker that Hulk Hogan put out of business?
Yeah.
How about they host it?
That'd be great.
Because they really were the heel. Because he's a classic mm-hmm. hero of wrestling. I mean, he was a heel at some point, though, but it gets very complicated.
He and Bubba the Love Sponge cuck each other every week. Oh, you got cucked, brother!
Well, I would say that should be a show called Cuck Cuck Cluck, where they review different cluck, fried cluck. Chicken. They Bubba the Love Sponge and Hulk Hogan go to different chicken places around town, and then
this is a spicier coating.
Yeah, this breading is pretty spicy, brother. Hand me my Sprite, brother. I picture Hulk Hogan drinking Diet Sprite.
Absolutely. Like, as soon as you said Sprite, I thought. Perfect.
Sprite, which gives you nothing, no caffeine, only sugar and calories.
Well, also Diet Sprite straight up tastes like Joy, like the dishwashing mm-hmm. fluid Joy, but like the old kind were before they started selling them in the little containers where they're like, all you need is a drop. But they'd have like those big containers when you were little, and you'd just be like, bah, bah. You put it on the dishes like you were putting syrup on pancakes or something.
Yeah, that's so fun. Yeah, exactly. You're burning through a fair amount of Joy.
Oh yeah.
Well, speaking of Joy, this is going to be a joyful episode today.
Yes,
we've got several kids joining us today for a special kid-centric episode of Double Threat. Trying to hone in on the youth market this week.
Yeah, because let me just say, I realize the demo we play to might age out.
Skew older than Wait, perhaps is ideal for a technology such as a podcast.
I have to look up half the stuff.
I'm going to say our Fred Gwynn references early in this episode tell the tale right off the bat that we are... maybe not exactly catering this show to tomorrow's podcaster listeners, to tomorrow's Fair. Podcast and, listeners. Yeah,
and before we start a TikTok or we, you know, get cool new haircuts, mm-hmm. we want to take the temperature of the next generation and see what we can do to accommodate perhaps people that are slightly younger than the people who wrote for the Munsters that were still trying to book on the show.
Yes. Still trying to get someone who wrote on the original Munsters. Pretty much this show right now serves as the perfect soundtrack for the real life co-stars of the movie Ghost World to listen to when they drive from yard sale to yard sale. That's pretty much who we're catering to right now.
David Cross's character and Steve Buscemi's like farting roommate.
Yeah, and we're just like the things where people are like, "What? Your grandmother's dying, and she had all those records. I'm gonna come over and just check around, look around."
And
okay,
then, and they hit play, and we're like, "Oya, Kodar!"
Yeah, yeah, great. Another Oya Kodar reference. Our show has, I can say this with podcasting, no show has ever made more Oya Kodar references.
Oya, 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 Yoy, Oya, Yoya.
Her show, Oya, Yoya,
we'll
doesn't
do another,
make as many Oya Kodar references.
Double Threat presents Oya, Oboya.
Oya, Oboya is perfect.
Thank you.
And that, so this
look
is.
Look how Brett isn't trying to steal that idea.
Yeah. Now, so far, our production arm here at Forever Dog, we have high heels, mm-hmm. Oyo Boya.
And Cuck Cuck Cluck, or what was it?
Cuck Cuck Cluck. Cluck. With Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
Driving around eating fried chicken.
But we want to do things that are more exciting to the children of tomorrow and today. Yes.
We've got to get them on board. Otherwise, this audience ages out and then we're stuck with, like, it's like a doo-wop show all of a sudden, like playing to people who just aren't there anymore. We're not going to go down like that. We're going to get the kids on board early and find out what makes the kids tick.
And by the way, with the doo-wop show, you know what happens is we get old and then they replace us with younger, like the way they did in Jersey Boys. They just cast like 20-year-old kids that be like, doo, doo, doo. How do those songs go?
Doo, 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 be, doo.
So I don't need to be replaced by like a 19-year-old Julie doing our bits.
No.
With a 20-year-old Tom.
Yeah, no, we need to be in the chairs. So what we need to do is find out what the kids are thinking. And we're going to start to bend the show so we get them on board and this show can go forever.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Let's do it.
Let's talk to the kids.
All right. So,
you better say the darndest thing.
First up, we've got Roxanne joining us from the UK across the pond. So it's getting a little late over there. Getting close to 6, 7 o'clock over there. Roxanne is 8, turning 9 in June. Her favorite band is ABBA. Very cool. She is a fervent Attack of the Clones apologist, so loves Attack of the Clones.
Wow.
And this part I was not supposed to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. She can perfectly act out the part where Pee-wee collapses after rescuing every animal from the pet store fire in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's bring on Roxanne. Here she comes.
Hi.
Hey.
Roxanne, can you hear us? She can hear us. Okay. All right. We got a thumbs up.
Roxanne. Hello.
You know my big sister, Sarah, right?
Oh, God.
Your big sister, Sarah, who calls the best show, who's one of my favorite callers ever.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see if it runs in the family. She's what?
So sarcastic.
She's sarcastic?
Bossy. Dramatic.
They want to insult me.
Bossy.
Okay. I think your sister's really funny.
Sometimes I prank my sister by pretending my finger was smooshed by a door. By smooshed, I mean, how do I explain this? Smashed by a door.
Yeah, like pinched
and
in a door.
Sometimes I pretend that a needle went through my finger.
Can you pretend? Can I see this right now? Let's pretend. Pretend you're doing it to me, like you're trying to trick us. Ready?
Oh my God, Sarah! Ouchie! I literally just had my finger cut in half by a knife. That's one of the jokes I make.
Sew it back on yourself. You know how to use a needle. You know to thread it.
That's true.
My finger got cut in half by a knife.
Roxanne, I would say either say my finger got cut in half by a knife or say ouchie.
I'm not really a fan of saying ouchie.
So don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And also I make jokes about fruit.
Okay. Well, what's a joke about fruit you have? I like good jokes. Do you have a good joke about fruit?
Why did the banana go to the doctor's?
Why did the banana go to the doctor?
Go to the doctor's.
Why is that?
Because it wasn't peeling well.
Well, that's a good joke. I got to give you points on that one. Now, you are how old? You're 14 years old?
Do I look like I'm 14 years old?
Okay, Roxanne. It looks like sarcasm might run in the family, Roxanne.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my sister's the sarcastic one.
My sister's so sarcastic one. And bossy, yeah. And dramatic.
I'm 8.5 years old, and I'm so excited for my birthday. It's coming up in 2.5 months.
Okay. And what are you going to do for your birthday?
I'm going to make my parents buy anything I want.
Wow.
Got if a, they little, have the money got a, for it.
Got a Veruca Salt over here.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I'm not in America. I'm in Birmingham.
There's a Birmingham in America.
Wait, really? Yeah. A Birmingham in America? I didn't really know that.
Ask.
Is it true that there's a Birmingham in America? Because I'm not even in America.
Well, there's a town in Alabama called Birmingham, yeah.
And there's a SUNY Binghamton.
We once went on holiday to America.
Where did you
go? How did that go?
To be honest, it went good. We went to Disney, and it was so nice there. We went to Splash Mountain.
So you were in Florida.
Yep. And even my mom, she wanted to give a Minnie Mouse keychain to my auntie, and I took it off her and put it on my bag.
Okay.
So you stole it. You stole it.
Yeah, I stole it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Roxanne.
Yeah?
You are young, and we are older than you.
How old do you think? By the way, how old do you think we are?
Oh, this is going to kill me.
Probably about like 24 or 38 or 120.
Yes! Yes!
I'll take it.
Roxanne wins. Roxanne wins.
I heard 24. I blacked out after that.
We want to make our show appeal to kids because we feel like it appeals to too many old people. What would you want to hear on a show aimed at you?
What should we do to make people like you like us?
I don't really know because I don't really normally watch podcasts, but I don't really know. Whoa. I think we should do something based on Nintendo because there are lots of dumb things on there.
Okay, so it should be Nintendo based.
And right now I have a Nintendo.
You have a Nintendo Switch.
Roxanne has just held up her Nintendo Switch for us.
Yeah. And there's a game called Splatoon 2. I'll get it on right now.
Oh my God. I've played Splatoon. I'm not good at it, but I played it.
Platoon? Splatoon. The Oliver Stone movie?
Yeah, it is. It's you can either pick Tom Berenger or Willem Dafoe. And you run your different platoons all around and collect little points.
Well, that's good because I've already gotten to the top level of Casualties of War.
Yeah, it's like Sonic the Hedgehog, but with Tom Berenger. Now, so you think we should talk about Nintendo on the show, like talk about Splatoon?
Yeah, but that I actually don't know because there are lots of games to think of.
Okay.
What would be the perfect game if you were to invent a game? What would be the perfect game you could invent?
So like, there's someone named there's a bad guy and a good guy.
Let's say the bad guy's name is Brett. How about that? Can we say that the bad guy's name is Brett?
It would be my honor.
Big Bad Brett. He's the bad guy.
BBB.
Wait, I know him. He was with my sister was talking about you.
What did she say? Roxanne muted herself.
Just muted herself.
Yeah, Roxanne.
The ultimate. Roxanne is trolling Brett by saying, my sister said something about you and then muted herself. That's like the ultimate, like leaving someone on the hook kind of thing.
Yeah. So this game, Roxanne's Big Day, what would happen? There's a bad guy named Brett.
No, not that. Probably a bad guy named my sister's name, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Because let's say that my sister's turned evil.
Okay. So
in the game.
And so in this game, so you're saying the villain is Sarah and she's bossy and sarcastic and dramatic.
But this time we're not going to add those things in it. Probably we could add rude, vicious,
okay,
ridiculous, and others.
This seems like a game that's just adjectives about your sister being
your sister. But you love your sister, right?
Of course I love my sister. She's
there
my sister.
There we go. Yes.
Good. That's all I want to hear.
So maybe that's the object of the game is to give your sister a hug.
Yeah.
Probably save her from some kind of darkness that got to her.
So you'd say there's a darkness and it's gotten to your sister.
And the only thing that affects evil is probably love, because I've been watching lots of movies and some of them can be saved by love, so probably we could add that.
Like what could be saved by? What movie did you see where love saved everything?
It's something called
Trolls?
What is it called? Nope.
Did you see Trolls World Tour? Did you see Trolls World Tour?
Oh yeah, I did. My favorite songwriter was in there.
Who's that?
What's one called Roxanne?
In Trolls World Tour, there was the bad guy.
Rachel Bloom.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's my favorite song. Because my favorite song that she written was A Buttload of Cats.
So you think, because look, you said it, we're old, we're 24 up to even to 38, if you could imagine anybody could ever be that old. What do you think we should do if we want kids your age or around your age to start?
To like us or pay attention to us? Like, should I get a pair of headphones like yours that have like a unicorn horn on them?
You just mentioned my favorite thing.
What's that?
Unicorns, rainbows, and cats, definitely.
Okay.
So what would be your favorite thing? Let's imagine this. What if we did a show where we talk about unicorns?
I don't think so, because...
No, because you some, just said that was your favorite thing.
You're giving us mixed messages, Roxanne.
Because if they come on the show, some of them might not like unicorns, so maybe we could try and do something that makes them laugh.
So we make people like unicorns. Is that the goal? Should that be the goal of the show?
No. By that, I'm saying that we could, like, do some... we could show something that makes people laugh.
Okay.
And cry while they're laughing.
Roxanne, what if we did a show where on every episode, a different person, a unicorn came and then like used their unicorn horn and poked them in the butt with it. And then they go, "Ooh!"
So then you're saying like a unicorn came in the show and poked someone's butt.
Yes. Do you like that?
Please say yes.
Oh, probably, yes. And also another one. If it had two horns, one on each side, we could poke its belly button on the inside and its butthole.
Okay, not that. It was just a
little bit more violent. You
have to beep Roxanne.
Yeah, exactly. You have to start bleeping
a hole.
7 year old is going to get bleeped.
I think Sarah could give us a little bit of ideas because sometimes she's a little violent.
What? We
she's
know.
A little violent. Oh no, yeah, just sometimes. So this
Have I ever been violent? This is libel.
No. You and your sister got some dynamic going over
Sounds like you're liable to get violent.
What if, well, how about this? What if this was an episode of our show, our new show?
Welcome to the show.
We start off and we talk about Splatoon 2 and other Nintendo games, right? And then it's Tom and it's Julie and it's a unicorn doing the show together.
Maybe we won't add the unicorn.
Okay.
Okay. Who should be the third host then?
Please say me.
I'm out of ideas. I really don't know.
No, that's okay. You're doing great. What if we show you a couple of things and you tell us if you like them or not?
Okay. Can you watch these clips?
Yeah.
All right, this first one, this is actually a clip from last week's show, but we're thinking about making it kind of a staple of the show. Just wanted to get your take on this, Roxanne. This video is called Seal Farts After Making Direct Eye Contact. Can you see this here?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really see it after.
Well, get ready. Here it comes.
One more time. Here we go. All right, you ready for this?
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Ready? Tell us if you like this.
Got to listen closely. She's losing it. Great. Well, we know what we're going to go with.
I didn't know a seal could fart. It's just like my little sister. Like.
That seal reminds you of your little sister?
Yeah. And I made her really angry by saying this. So I said, Superman and Wonder Woman comes to attack her. And then all my little sister Zara has to do is just fart twice. And then they smell the aroma of the fart and run away.
Okay. Roxanne, thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that you get to meet a real unicorn one day. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't think unicorns are real, but I do dream of them.
All right. Well, that's nice. I like that. That's a good answer.
I like that too.
You shot me down and then you used your imagination to make me feel like I was a simpleton. Which I guess in a lot of ways I am.
I heard you had a cat.
I do. I don't know where he is though.
I thought it was a girl.
No, he's a boy, but I'll send you a photo of him later, okay?
I bet your cat is a boy because you don't want him. If you had a girl, you won't want the mother to have babies, and then you won't be able to take a billion cats.
Well,
to take care of.
I think the issue is more that I wouldn't be able to get rid of the billion cats. I'd keep them all, and then I would die alone in my apartment. All the cats would eat my body.
I don't think they would do that. I bet they would dig a ground and put you in there.
So the cats would. That's the nicest thing anybody ever said.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Because they're used to you, right? They dig a hole, put your body in there, and
sounds less sweet now. Yeah.
I love this. No, this is beautiful. I love this idea, Roxanne. Hopefully this will happen one day.
Great. From the new.
Thank you, Roxanne.
From the new master of horror.
All right, Roxanne, we have to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Roxanne. All right. So next up, we've got a June from California. June from California.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just have to tell you that. In this, Charles Manson, who loves to give people nicknames, gives Columbo the nickname Crisco.
That is perfect.
Okay, sorry.
Your name's Crisco, man.
Okay. Okay.
Who's in jail? Who's the one in jail, man?
You are.
You're the one in prison, man.
Well, not really, sir.
All right, next up, the next kid that's going to be joining us is June from California, who is 6 going on 7, Six going on seven. June has two dogs, Rosie and Penny. She recently, this is exciting, she recently broke her leg jumping out of a treehouse a few months ago. So she's on the mend. She's doing better, but took a leap from a treehouse a couple months ago. And her favorite thing to do is dig in the dirt in the backyard. So let's bring on June.
It's God willing my cats will do for me one day.
Hi, June.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, June.
How are you?
Good.
June, you are sitting in front of four guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play any of those guitars?
No, my dad plays them.
Would you like to take one down and just try to play it and then maybe even mess it up so your dad gets really mad?
Is he like, don't touch my guitars? Is that what he says?
June, do you want to touch all four? Just like put your, like just paw at them just so your dad gets like, ugh!
Yeah. Does he ever say like, don't touch my guitars? And then you go over it and you do like the teeny tiniest like touch.
Sometimes.
And is he like,
aha!
No, not really.
Okay, good. So June, how old are you again? You're 14?
No, I'm 6.
You're 6?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What are your favorite things to do in a day? What do you like to do?
What's a perfect day for you, June?
Playing outside and watching TV.
Okay. Like, what do you like to do when you play outside? Well, I know you like to jump out of trees, apparently, right?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
She learned from her past mistakes.
When that happened, were you just like, oh, that hurts?
No.
No?
Were you like, yeah, that's about right?
Sort of.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. June is tough.
Yeah. You seem pretty strong. So what shows do you watch?
Did you watch Paw Patrol before it got canceled?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Apparently they were cops. Mm-hmm. They're like pets that were cops or something.
Yeah.
Now,
not my thing.
So your favorite shows are, what was it?
Magic School Bus and like Inspector Gadget and...
What's like a really old show that somebody in the house will watch that you like?
Your dad will put it on and...
DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Okay.
Okay. What's like an old thing that your dad likes that you're just like, yuck? Is there anything he likes? Is there any music he listens to? And you're like, I don't like it.
Not that I can think of right
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
When he plays the guitar, does it always sound good? Or every once in a while, are you like, oh, dad, please stop?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what songs does he play?
In a White Room. That one?
Yeah, tell us if you've ever heard any of these songs.
Okay.
You do that one, Julie.
Bow now.
Yeah.
He's played the hat. Okay. Does he ever play this one? Does he ever play boom, 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 boom?
Not that I remember.
Okay. How about boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom?
He plays that?
Uh-huh.
Does he ever go bow no 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 no
bow bow bow?
He does. Yeah. We're guessing your entire. I think dad's we know your dad work. Very well. Oh yeah. So when he goes bow no 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 no, what do? Leave the room.
You go outside. You go back on the treehouse.
I usually just walk out of the room.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So dad starts playing Aqualung and his daughter runs away.
So, June, we're trying to figure out, you know, we do a show. Do you ever listen to any podcasts?
Yeah, I like podcasts.
Like which ones?
Yeah.
I like the Alien Adventures of King Caspian and cool facts about animals and
podcast for laundry.
No. It's very good. It's a slow burn.
Treks in the City. We just got to name all these Forever Dog podcasts. Forever.
We have to name them. Otherwise, Brett will get very angry at us.
Podcast of God.
Godcast.
Godcast.
June, we have a podcast and we want your advice. We want your advice on how to make it better.
Yeah, let's figure what we should. What would you want to hear on a show? And then we'll play some podcast rescue with June also.
What would be like a really cool podcast that you'd be excited to listen to? That someone said, "Oh, I heard this new podcast." What would you want on it?
Well, how about if we throw some subjects out and you say whether you want to hear it or not? You say yes or no. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Turtles. Yes. Yes. Okay. Can you say yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. TikTok dancing, dancing on TikTok.
Yes.
Okay. Toilets.
Maybe.
Okay. So far we've got turtles, toilets, and TikTok. A lot of T's.
What about like the weather?
No.
Yeah.
No. What about homework?
No.
What about the news?
No.
What about chores?
No.
What about Dad got a fifth guitar?
Uh-oh. She's thinking about it.
You can whisper this one. Whisper this one.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. That's a maybe.
So you wouldn't listen to a podcast that's just your dad reviewing guitars?
No, not really.
What if there's a podcast where it's like, "Hey, welcome to Dad's podcast, and I'm here with my co-host June, and every episode is 10 hours long, and we're going to talk all about guitars all day long, even though it's nice outside."
No.
And I'm gonna play the same 100 songs on this guitar this episode. So every episode will be one guitar.
No.
But he'll be like da 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 pow 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 pow. No.
No. Does your dad ever play boo doo 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 boo 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 boo?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
So we have a good feel for what that's like. Can we play you some of a podcast and get your opinion on it?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you read Highlights Magazine, June? Have you ever read Highlights Magazine?
I get them. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like Highlights?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Do you see Brett, his dad? Well, I'm not even gonna say it. Never mind. I feel like I don't know enough about Brett's dad. He's gonna be hurt. Like afterwards, be like, "Hey, seriously, if you wouldn't mind, I know we're trying to do a comedy show and everything, but." Like
no, I gotta hear it this way.
I was just gonna say Goofus was based on your dad. But then I suddenly was like, I don't know if I want to go down that road.
No, I'm only offended that you didn't say it.
I'm trying to be nice.
Well, Brett, Highlights Magazine has podcasts, don't they?
Yes, June. Highlights Magazine has podcasts now. And do you know who Goofus and Gallant are? Are they still in Highlights? Yeah. So there is a Goofus and Gallant podcast. And if it's okay, we're going to play you a little bit of it so you can hear it. And then you'll let us know what you think, if this is a good podcast or not, or if they can fix it in any way. All right, here.
Like, how could they make this better? Like, what would you want to hear to make this better?
And by the way, I do want to thank Molly for bringing the Goofus and Gallant podcast to our attention.
All right, and here we go.
Goofus and Gallant have a story for you. Goofus and Gallant and little Gigi too. Identical twins and bullshit guys. But different traits, it's a bit of a surprise. One more cautious, helpful, and kind. The other is a showman with a creative mind. Hey. Goofus and Gallant have a story for you. Goofus and Gallant and little Gigi too.
Audible Originals and Highlights for Children present Goofus and Gallant.
Goofus and Gallant have a story.
I'll tell you right now, that song should be shorter.
I got some notes right off the bat. That theme, we get it.
Should be a lot shorter. Yeah, don't you think, June? Do you think that song should be shorter? Yeah.
Does that sound like a song your dad would play? Goofus and Gallant have a story for you. Goofus and
Gallant. Goofus and Gallant and little... By the way, who's Gigi?
Do you know who
Gigi is?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it's smart. It was Goofus and Gallant were always missing like a middle ground, like a, you know, like a negotiator.
Like a chaotic neutral or whatever that is in that meme.
And this is episode 2, Fun Day Field Games.
Here we go.
Episode 2. Fun Day Field Games.
Yeah, I know. Brett just said that.
Yeah, thanks.
It was the last week before summer break, and the entire school was at the city park for the annual Flat Hill Elementary School Fun Day Field Games. My big brothers, Goofus and Gallant, were getting ready for the competition. I was going to be their coach.
Goofus, what are you doing?
It's called deep focusing, Gallant. What does it sound like I'm doing?
Like you're having an allergic reaction to something weird you ate?
You know, now that you mention it, I did eat something weird. I believe they call it a carrot.
By the way, my name's Gigi, and I love carrots.
First off, carrots aren't weird, Goofus. Secondly, there's not one independent scientific study in the world showing that carrots have ever been known to make anyone do whatever it is you're doing. And thirdly, you love carrots.
Fair enough. Okay, forget the carrot thing.
All right, can you hit pause, please? June, what? Do you have any thoughts on this right now yet?
Well, I don't really like carrots.
You don't like carrots.
Okay.
No.
That's a good note. So June is saying that she's sucked into the story. She's not like thinking about the characters necessarily. She's like, where is this carrot thing going to go?
Yeah.
What should they have used instead of carrots?
Cucumber.
There you go.
You like a cucumber better than a carrot.
Yeah.
Okay. What food do you think is the most fun to eat? In terms of like the sound it makes when you chomp it.
I think cucumbers.
So you like cucumbers because they go. Okay. So we could eat cucumbers on our new show, right? Mm-hmm. You'd like to hear that. So we could talk about turtles and eat cucumbers. And the one thing you said the most you liked of all was homework, right?
No.
Oh, I got that wrong. I'm sorry. That was a mistake.
Okay. There we go. Hello? Hello out there. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me out there in La La Land?
Go ahead.
That's Mrs. McCormick. She's been a teacher at our school for about 100 years. She's everybody's favorite.
Okay, good. Well, good morning, Flat Hills Elementary School students.
Good morning.
No, I can't take it anymore.
Y'all are so...
June, what I like about Goofus and Gallant?
What?
They get right to the point. Goofus acts like a fool, and Gallant acts like a nerd. And in this podcast, they haven't gotten to that yet. They're talking about Mrs. McCormick and carrots. But listen, it's not for me. It's for you.
Yeah, and it's like, do they sound like how you thought Goofus and Gallant would sound when you read the book?
No.
Did you think Goofus sounded more like this?
And Gallant sounded more like this?
No.
Who's right. moving around there in the background?
Is that a floofy dog?
She's a, yeah.
Let me see if I can guess your dog's name.
Penny.
Penny.
All right. Well,
I'm going to say Penny.
Yeah.
I got it right? I knew it. You owe me $100 now because I guessed the name.
I don't even have $100.
Well, then I guess I'll take one of those guitars in the background.
I don't think my dad would be very happy.
Well, he doesn't need to know. That's the thing, June. You could just sell it without telling him.
Yeah, just go on eBay.
Set it in the wall and there would be three.
You could replace. Yeah, but here's the thing. You take a piece of cardboard, you cut out the shape of a guitar.
Yeah. He'll you never know
up,
the difference.
You hang it up where it was. He'll never know the difference.
It's going to be brown.
Those guitars are brown.
Well, one of them is.
Well, that's the one you send me.
That's the one you steal.
No, we're just joking. You don't steal your old pop's guitars. What I would like you to see do, though, and you can't get in trouble for this because... because I'm telling you to do it. Can you just go? Is your dad in the room with you now?
Yeah.
Say, can I touch one of the guitars, Dad? And then just go touch it. Go like the teeny tiniest touch you can give. Go touch. Bing. Look. There it is. Now do the other one. She just
do all four. Do all four, June. Do all four.
Can you touch all of them? Okay. Three. There you go. All right. I love it.
Well, June, I would love to hear a podcast that's just you touching your father's belongings personally.
Yeah. And is there anything, now that we've talked so much, is there anything you think of where you're like, that's what I would want to hear on a podcast?
How to dig in dirt.
How to dig in dirt. Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
If I died in my apartment, do you think my cat would eat me or do you think that he would bury me in the ground?
Neither.
Okay. Neither.
Oh.
That's pretty true. Because one kid we talked to said the cat would bury Julie.
And do like a nice funeral.
But this is gross. Morbid talk. I don't want to do this. No, oh, we just well, here's yeah. here's another thing we want to get your opinion of. If you could watch this video, you ready?
Tell us if you like this.
Yeah, June, we're trying to figure out if this is funny or not funny. What you think about this? This is called Seal Farts After Looking Directly at Me. And here we go. Pay very close attention.
I like that.
Yes. 2 for 2 on the seal.
Great.
All right.
Well, June, you were such a great guest on the show, and we appreciate you coming on so much. Good. All right.
All right. Thank you, June.
See you later, June. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I think we're getting a real feel for what the show should be now.
You mean in general? Double threat? Yeah, like moving forward?
Yeah, I think that we should do an episode of the show just based on what all these kids are saying.
Just be that seal video over and over
again.
The seal
video over and over. Stories about how to dig in the dirt.
Dig in the dirt.
Well, I think, yeah.
Cucumbers, not carrots.
Just the speculation as to like what will happen to Julie after she dies.
What happens to Julie after she dies? We'll have turtles and
unicorns
and mean, sarcastic older sisters.
And then there'll be like a segment where it's like, now is the time for chores, news, and weather. And people will be like, no. Yeah.
We'll make that.
And then the seal farts on it.
Yeah, that's we should make that Brett so segment. What if we make that Brett and like, okay, now it's time for Brett's corner. And he's like,
yeah,
I'm going to talk all about homework. and chores.
Yeah, Dr. Poindexter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of that vibe. And
then the seal comes in and just farts on Brett.
The greatest thrill of my life.
Then Brett plugs six Forever Dog podcasts.
How about it's how many plugs can I do before the seal farts? So if we start like at the beginning of the video. Uh-huh.
Plug a podcast real quick. Just say the name. Don't say anything else about it. Or you know what? How about that?
Plug Forever Dog Plus.
Yeah.
For those people who don't want to listen to.
Oh yeah, guys, we got a great deal going on over at Forever Dog Plus. If you are someone who, and look, you know, if you're listening to it free, you listen to the ads. That's fine. That's just part of getting a free thing. But if you really don't like the ads, and you don't like all the promos, and you just want Tom and Julie unfiltered, uninterrupted, you go over to Forever Dog Plus. It's super affordable. You sign up, and guess what? You don't just get Double Threat. You get all the Forever Dog podcasts, ad-free and uninterrupted. And some of them even get a day early. There's a couple podcasts that have advanced access over there. So tons of benefits for the true fans who just want their podcasts, you know, straight, no filler. You go over to Forever Dog Plus. That's foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus to sign up.
Great. And
yep.
You can get early episodes of High Heels. You can get Cuck Cuck Cluck. You get all of them. You get exclusive access. What was the other one, Julie?
I don't remember.
You guys ready for our final kid?
Sure. Yes.
All right. We got one more kid coming in here.
Do we have more podcasts or clips to show? What are we?
I've got a podcast that NPR does for kids.
Oh, goody. NPR finally making podcasts for kids.
Yeah, it is hard to follow.
It is?
For kids. Yeah, I was having to really pay attention. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot in
running
it.
Around.
How much did you get through?
I mean, 30 seconds about. Yeah.
My name's Ira Glass, and this is This American Life
for Kids.
The episode I have is called Are You Smarter Than a Toilet? And it's about smart smart toilets. No, the title is very funny, but the podcast is about smart toilets. I was like, what?
Why would that
this
be?
This is not for kids.
Yeah. If you had a thing called Are You Smarter Than a Toilet, the first thing you do, you get somebody to start talking on the thing like they're the toilet.
Exactly.
And they argue with the kid.
You just put this is what you do. You put a flush sound effect on the ready and then you just wing it.
Yep.
And every time you can't think of something, you just flush. Yep. You ever hear a flush noise?
I saw the title and I was like, oh, they figured this out. And I look at the description and it says a team of engineers at Stanford University. Yeah, right. I stopped reading.
Yeah. Come on.
You might have to play that for this kid.
Come on, kids. Not all at once. Everybody calm down. I promise we'll listen to the thing where the team of engineers at Stanford University talk all about toilet technology.
It sounds like a punishment. Like if you guys don't, like instead of getting a timeout, you're going to have to like
listen to.
You have to take a nap. And that just means go in this room and listen to.
But why would think about it when you get down to like a toilet for a kid is the funniest thing that's ever happened.
Yep.
And they're just like, well, let's see if we can take that away from a child.
Yeah.
Let's make toilets boring. Right.
It's almost called like the candy hour. And it's like, you know, the thing about high fructose corn syrup is that corn is subsidized. And
yeah, exactly. If suddenly start talking about just like farm subsidies. And it's just like, I thought this was about candy. Well, it is.
Well, it is.
It ultimately is.
Well, we can run that idea by our next guest. This is, we got Desmond coming on now. Desmond from Minnesota. Desmond is 8, turning 9. And guess what? He is turning 9 on March 28th. So that is
right around the corner.
A week from this episode airing, Desmond's turning
basically
9. Desmond plays soccer. He loves writing. And he has recently been studying armadillos at school. Here comes Desmond.
Hello.
Hello,
hey, Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
You sound great.
Thanks.
Look at all those toys in the background. Do you live at a toy store?
No, my dad's a gamer.
Oh, those are your dad's toys?
Yeah, that's my dad's toys. Mm-hmm.
So does your dad have more toys than you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is.
How does that make you feel as a child?
I like games. I don't care.
You don't care.
Okay.
I use his toys more than he uses his.
Okay, so you're in a, the house is a, you're in a fun house then, so you don't care. Everything's fun.
Yes. I just got a question. Why is it called double thread if there's always at least three people on it?
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
I love Desmond is on the offense.
Your check is in
the
mail.
He's taken over.
Fair. It's a fair question. It's a very simple answer, actually.
What's the answer, Tom?
Well, my name is Tom, and that's Julie, and we are the co-host. We are the double threats. And Brett is like, do you ever see Pinocchio?
Yes, I have.
We're like,
not my favorite movie.
It's terrifying, right? Yeah. It's upsetting and it's scary and it's sad, right?
Brett is like Pinocchio.
Wait, he's Brett? Can I eat him?
He is. Yes. What would you put on?
I'm having flashbacks to elementary school now myself.
Yeah. Brett,
Desmond would bully you.
When Brett was your age, he was a magician. And he used to do magic tricks at McDonald's.
It's pretty cool, right?
I do magic tricks of my skill at gaming.
You do magic tricks your skill at gaming?
He's trying to one-up me. Everything you say.
That means he's cool. He's like, I do real magic.
Do you know what Brett's favorite trick was? He would make French fries disappear.
Yeah, I wonder where they are.
Yeah, in his mouth. That's exactly it.
Desmond, I think we might have to change the name of the show to Triple Threat and include you as the third host.
Now, Desmond, we do this show and we are, you can see that we're old, right? Like, how old do you think we are?
This is something I always don't understand. You do not look old for one.
Oh, that's
thing.
First of all, that's the nicest thing you ever said in your life. Well, how old would you say? What am I? Am I
between probably like 45 and 35?
All right, they'll take that. Okay. Thank you, Desmond.
All of
well,
us?
Well, not all.
Keep going.
25 to 35 for you.
Oh, well,
that's triple threat.
That is, I got a
triple threat indeed.
Double threat's going to come back next week. I'm going to be kicked out. It's going to be Julie and Desmond. We do it. Julie be like, hey, we had to make a change. I'm doing the show with Desmond now. Now, Desmond, you're 15, right?
If you really said I was 15, I would not be here.
Fair enough. You're putting me in my place.
It's like three steps ahead.
So you are, you're playing 3D chess. And what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject? Well, it's hard to say because I like writing books. I like reading a lot. It just gets my brain focused and I'm really very good at math.
Now you've written books?
Well, I'm working on one. It's called Cardboard Kid.
Cardboard Kid. That's a good title for a book. Can you tell us what it's about?
It's just basically about a kid who doesn't really think about learning. And he just wants to all brag about how good he is and how he has all these cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not like doing the work. He's not putting himself into life with any semblance of effort.
He puts everyone in danger and doesn't do any work. Basically.
But he's not made of cardboard.
No.
No. I got to say, this is a good idea for a book. I think you have got a good idea.
The joke of the whole book that I think was really funny is I made it so his friend who tags along has the same name of him, Carl.
Oh, that's funny. Are they spelled differently or are they spelled the same?
No, just same name.
So if I'm reading it, is there a part where it's like, Carl says, hey, Carl, go get that. Carl said, no, you go get it, Carl. Carl looked at Carl and got mad at Carl. Carl, I'm hungry. I'm hungry too, Carl.
That'd be the worst book.
What if he says, I'm Big Carl and you're Little Carl? He's like, wait, I'm bigger than you. I'm Big Carl, you're Little Carl. And then they argue about who's big and who's little. And then they have to go get measured against the wall, the doorway at the house.
If they would, they'd have to have a Sharpie in the wilderness, which is pretty unlikely.
They're in the wilderness?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. We didn't know that.
Are they in the castle with the big bad villain, or are they out trying to get people to help them?
Now, what's the villain's name?
Just Evil Wizard.
Evil Wizard.
Yeah.
What if you named, would you ever consider naming the Evil Wizard Brett?
If I would name him Brett, then Cardboard Kid would have eaten him about 2 seconds ago.
Wow. Like, so you're saying naming the Evil Wizard Brett takes away all of his powers and his abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Okay, good.
You can just eat him.
Great. Well, his special power would be to plug other podcasts on his network, but that's neither here nor there. Now, we are doing this show, and we're trying to reach out so we can appeal to kids like you. Smart kids and funny kids, and because we don't want our thing to just be for old people only. We want it to be for young people too. Okay.
True.
So what do you want to hear when you think of a show? Like, what's the kind of thing you want to hear and what don't you want to hear? Can we quiz you on some things and see what you would want to hear? Say yes or no. Okay.
I'd probably have there just be a, like, have it be so like, there are random jokes, but they still like connect.
Yeah, that's okay. What we do already.
We already have that.
We
want
to add things to that.
Yeah.
We're going to name some topics. That, yeah, maybe too much. We're going to tell you some topics, and you tell us if you want to hear things about these things, okay?
Okay.
And you can say, I want to hear it, or say, I don't want to hear it, okay? You ready?
I don't want to hear any.
No. You have to hear it. Here we go. Do you want to hear us talk about homework?
If you're talking about homework, I'd be in my bed asleep for about 20 hours Oof. Before I woke up. Oof.
Wow. tough crowd. Sounds what like about pizza?
We're in for Podmas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pizza. I like pizza, but I like Chinese food more.
Okay.
I'm all about the wonton.
I'm all about the wonton. Brett, sidebar. That's one of our new shirts. I'm all about the wonton.
I'm all about the wontons.
Can you do that? And Desmond doesn't get any money from it.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry, Desmond.
Really?
It's going to be a shirt that says I'm all about the wonton.
I'm trying to stack up on my $86. Can you please help me?
Well, sure. You'll help yourself when you publish Cardboard Kid.
And yeah.
Sell the movie rights.
Okay. So what about if this show was about toilets?
The show is about toilets. Ask my friend Tristan over here, but I matured about that a while ago.
Okay.
Oh, so that's, okay. So, you're over it.
Okay. So you matured a little bit on toilets. We're going to quiz you a little more. I'm going to show you a video later. We're going to show you something and see if you laugh or not. But we'll do that later. It has a seal in it.
I'm still the laughing kind.
Okay.
What about explosions?
Well, I gotta say, I do like the explosions when they're not near me.
Okay. As long as they're not near. What about hang gliding?
Well, hang gliding, I like to get into the outdoors and climb trees, which is dangerous, but I wouldn't exactly jump off a cliff.
Okay.
That's a no.
What about haircuts?
Haircuts? Well, I used to like keeping my hair short, but now I'm like, summer hair short, winter long. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just like this year, I felt the difference between when I had long hair in winter and when I didn't.
Okay. What about snowball fights?
Snowball fights? I do like it, but there's just one problem with snowball fights that I really don't like.
What's that? Snow?
It's the teammates who get a snowball and put it down your neck.
Ah, yeah. They get a little too close. They're not throwing it anymore. They're just smushing it right on your neck. and then it gets down your back, and then you're all wet when you get inside. Blech.
That's foul play. Foul play. So, Desmond, do you listen to any podcasts?
Well, my dad does. I don't really myself.
What? Which ones does he listen to?
Well, you for one.
No, well, that's sweet.
Tell us if you like this, Desmond.
Yeah, so Desmond, this is a podcast about toilets, but it's kind of for smart. It's like a smart podcast about toilets. So this might be a winner for you. And the podcast is called Wow in the World from NPR, and this episode is called Are You Smarter Than a Toilet? Here we go.
Tired of the same old toilet?
Yes!
Ready to take the plunge and finally create the bathroom of your dreams?
A bathroom that doubles as a water park? You know it!
Then come to the Bathroom Showcase, a one-day-only event. Industry experts are standing by to help you flush out your ideas and bring your lavatories to life.
We pause it.
Yes, finally, my pain is released.
What are your thoughts? Your pain is released.
My thoughts is super loud. The volume was too high. And I don't know.
Was it annoying to you?
It was annoying.
Yeah.
Was it boring?
It was pretty boring. Just talk.
Yeah.
Can't see.
And too much sound, right? You said it was too loud?
Too loud.
Yeah.
What about the people talking? Were they like sort of phony or were they interesting and you'd like to hang out with them all day?
Big phonies.
Okay. Big phonies. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was amazed at that actually. That was somehow more boring and more gross than I thought it was going to be. Now, what's an adventure in your life, Desmond, that you would like to go on? At some point, is there a place you want to see?
Yes, definitely.
What is it?
It's got to be the ocean.
The ocean. So
Brett, that's another shirt.
Yeah, it's got to be the ocean because you're in Minnesota. You've never seen the ocean.
Well, I have. And the thing I just like about the ocean is when I took a small dip under, I love how the ecosystem connects.
Wow.
How do you mean?
Tell me how. I truly.
I mean, like, beings like plants that are living start it, and then fish eat it, and then bigger fish eat it, and then more complex fish eat it, and then even more complex fish needing to be more complex to catch the other complex fish, eat the other fish, and then it just keeps on going until you're at the top of the food chain.
Sure.
And so when you're at the ocean, you feel more connected to that process?
Yes.
You know, speaking of the ocean, Desmond, we want to show you this video and you tell us if you like it or not, okay?
All right, Desmond, this video is called Seal Farts After Looking Directly at Me.
This is exactly what my friend would click on YouTube.
Well, let's see if it makes you laugh.
Give it a chance.
Desmond, you're laughing.
Got him.
I did a snitch.
It's okay to laugh. It's okay.
I was playing the fluke right then. I was doing a complete fluke.
It's okay to laugh. It's okay. You thought it was a little funny, right?
A little.
Maybe not the funniest thing you ever saw.
A little.
Can you do impressions?
Well, like, I'm the worst at fake laughing. My sister is awesome.
Wow.
But like once I see something actually funny, which is normally from my friend just yelling a big word, I just don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh so hard, like I just go inside.
Mm-hmm. Can you do impressions of people? Like can you do an impression of your dad? Yeah.
Well, fun fact, I don't see my dad laugh much.
Well, just what does he sound like around the house?
Although that is interesting. I'm sorry,
that is a fun. That's actually maybe not the most fun fact, but maybe more fact than fun fact. Mm-hmm. Now, Desmond, I don't know if you heard on the news, they just announced that there's no more birthdays this year. And it's a very interesting development that nobody can celebrate their birthday until next year. Did you have a birthday this year or not?
That is phony news. Because my birthday is happening right on March 28th.
Oh, well, that's one of the birthdays that can't be celebrated. I'm so sorry. I wish your birthday had happened earlier this year, but it didn't.
But the slow clap.
We'll see in 2022. Nice try. We'll see in 2022 with that next birthday.
We got a big phony. Fat phony.
Oh, no. Big fat phony. I've been put in my place.
Oh, no. So, Desmond, before we go, any parting words of advice for us, how to be more appealing to children or in general? Or just ways that we should go about our lives a little differently than we have been? Any advice?
Change your name to a food like bread.
Change your name to a food like bread. So, like, what do you not like about me? You can tell me, Desmond. Be honest. What don't you like about me?
Common name.
A common name. Okay.
So what if Tom's name is like Salami? Salami Tom?
Salami Tommy? Tommy? Salami?
Yes, I'd gladly hear him and eat him.
So okay. If my name was Tommy Salami.
My name is Noodles Joodles.
That is a good one.
So the show should now
not
be.
Not for you, Tom. The other one.
No, so Noodles Joodles, Bread, and Tommy Salami should be the people that make this show.
Yes.
Then you would listen.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's good advice.
A little disappointed with my nickname. But now that, I mean. Tom and Julie's are pretty fun.
Bread's yummy.
Bread is yummy.
I like bread and butter by itself.
Thanks, Desmond.
You eat butter by itself, Desmond? With a spoon?
Don't tell Dad.
He's right there, dude.
Oh. Don't tell Dad. Now, if say...
Take it easy on that butter, Desmond.
Will there be, if you do have a birthday this year, which again, I heard on the news that there's no birthdays, but if it changes, what kind of cake are you going to have?
Well, I'm going to have a Fall Guys cake, and my mom's got everything except for the little dudes.
The what cake? Well, you're going to have a what cake?
Fall Guys.
Fall Guys, Julie, the Lee Majors show where he played a stuntman in the mid 80s. Come on. Right? That's what you're talking about? The Fall Guy?
Season 2 ended a long time ago.
Yes, it was a long time ago. It was the 80s. Lee Majors followed up $6 Million Man with The Fall Guy.
I just Googled it, and it's a video game.
Yes, it is.
I think it's the Lee Majors show. I think, Desmond, you seem like a cool kid, and it was very nice getting to talk to you today.
Do you want some Double Threat merch?
If I would, then I would have already paid for it. Oh, I would have.
That's a no.
Well, I got bad news for you then, because I was going to send out a free T-shirt to all the kids who were on the show today. But I guess you don't need one of those. I don't know.
Please do.
It doesn't seem like you do. I don't know.
What about a shirt? What about a shirt that says I'm all about the wonton? Would you wear that?
Yeah. Yes, I would. Totally.
All right. All right. What if it says Brett is the coolest guy ever and I'm sorry I ever made fun of his name?
If it would be that, he probably would be here because I already ate him.
All right.
So that's a no. He's not going to wear that shirt.
It's a surreal answer.
He's committed to this bit. He will not acknowledge you as a human being, Brett.
No. Just a pile of baked dough. All right, Desmond, thank you for coming on the show.
Happy birthday.
If you're saying happy birthday, are you on my side that was phony news?
Desmond, you know I've always been on your side, right?
Thank you.
You know I've always been on your side.
Are you, Brett? If you say no, I'm going to beat you up.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Oh, Brad.
Because I did actually hear that, what Tom was talking about. I did see that somewhere. I don't know if the source was accurate or not, though. So, Desmond, I'm going to ask kindly that you don't beat me up, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the true answer is. I don't know if it's right or wrong.
Because I'll say one thing, Desmond.
Good thing I can only understand Minecraft coordinates.
Okay. Desmond, I'll say one thing.
You can understand a little more than that, buddy.
I'm going to warn you one thing, Desmond. If you try to fight Brett, he'll fight back. I walked in the other day and he was boxing a five-year-old.
Too bad that I'm eight. And he probably lost.
I have one more question, Desmond. Uh-huh. I have a cat and I live alone in an apartment. If I were, God forbid, to die, do you think my cat would eat me?
I think if your cat was ginger, he'd eat your hair and become more red.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. I love it.
I like your style, buddy.
Yeah, you're cool, Desmond.
You've got an imagination, which I dig, and I'm excited to read your books. My only advice to you as a writer is just keep getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Thanks, Desmond. Happy birthday. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So now we know what kids want and we know what we haven't been doing.
Yeah, I've got a running list. Do you want me to go through the list?
Yeah, please do. What does the show need to be incorporated into it, Brad?
All right. So here's a rough list of things that we can include in the show to make it more palatable to the next generation. Nintendo, sibling rivalries is a big one. Unicorns. The farting seal was 3 for 3, even though Desmond didn't want to admit it. So that's a definite hit.
That's one of the ones that won. He was like literally saying, I've matured past things like that. And then he still laughed.
Still laughed. So I think farting seal is a winner. Cucumbers, not carrots. Chinese food, not pizza. So we got to kind of revise our what we thought the food was going to be. Digging in the dirt. Turtles. TikTok dancing. No homework. Don't talk about homework. Toilets was like, with an asterisk, maybe toilets, depending on how they're presented. Explosions that are not close to you.
That was maybe the funniest thing of the day when Julie asked if he likes explosions. He said, I do like explosions as long as they're not near me. That was perfect.
Desmond says the Desniest things.
Haircuts. But there was like a seasonal aspect to that. So maybe haircuts.
I don't think haircuts made the grade. I think at a certain point, Desmond was like, you're just asking me my opinion about things. Yeah. Here's my thoughts about haircuts. And I don't think that was, I wouldn't keep that on the list.
I got it.
Brett. Yeah, I don't think that was Desmond, for us.
Desmond got irked with us very quickly.
Yeah.
Almost like if you're interviewing somebody and they clearly realize, oh, you're not in a great mood. Like if you.
Well, it's like that dude, like the Tom Snyder, like doo-dah.
Yeah, like we realized we were interviewing Public Image Limited all of a sudden. Desmond's like, I'm not a band. It's a corporation. You do the whole thing, doo-dah. Except he's eight.
We're like Tom Snyder. We're like tap dancing. Like, well, I'm doing the best I can. I just wish you'd answer me because I
have you on to talk all about the band you're trying to do. It's not a band. It's a corporation.
It's a corporation.
You want to go through the whole doodah. We got doodahed.
We got doodahed.
By an 8-year-old.
I've never seen anybody bully Brett that quickly, great, efficiently, and specifically in my life.
He straight up said, I'm going to beat you up.
God.
I'll tell you what, nobody does it like kids, you know? Yeah.
And he also said that you got beat up by a 5-year-old. When I said I caught you boxing with a 5-year-old, he said, well, he probably got beat up.
You thought that he was on your side when he's like, why isn't it called triple threat? And then he did the old rope-a-dope.
Yeah. Started calling you bread. He actually slapped a nickname on you, bread. That's master level.
I'm just impressed, to be honest. I mean, certainly, you know, like demoralized as well, but very impressed.
Yeah. We went into this being like, what can we do to impress kids? And then we're leaving it being like, how can we get Desmond to like us more?
Exactly. And I'm just like,
Desmond loves you, Julie. You're the belle of the ball as far as he's concerned.
I don't know about that. I just kept like, oh, I like you. I'm on your side. Yeah. But he was definitely like, he and Tom had more.
He did say though that you would that if Jimmy Jazz was ginger, he'd eat you and turn more orange.
Listen, that's a rad, weird answer from a kid with a cool brain, and I welcome it.
The other thing, Julie, we gotta steal this cardboard kid idea.
Oh, I was taking notes.
Said we gotta. We'll just
two Carls, all of it.
We just gotta change a couple details.
Cardboard Carl with a K.
Cardboard kid is a pretty great good title. Idea. And then he's I was like, so he's not. I was like, so he's not made of cardboard. He's like, no, he's not made of cardboard. it's a metaphor for okay.
Right, it's like explaining the song Nowhere Man. Oh, so he doesn't live anywhere. No.
Yeah, doo-dah.
Doo-dah.
He doo-dahed us over and over, and that kid is cool. I don't know what to do. I'm chasing his approval now.
Dear
Desmond, here's $500. My name, remember me, Tom? Am I cool now? This is very informative, and now we need to incorporate all these elements into a future episode of Double Threat.
Easy peasy.
The last thing, too, was you mentioned snowball fights. It seems like Desmond was more interested in the rules of snowball fights, so maybe like talking through the do's and don'ts of a snowball fight would also be one thing that we could talk about.
Well, maybe we could do our own version of Goofus and Gallant where we kind of like get right to it and there's no Gigi. No offense to Gigi.
Yeah. Wait.
Because I'm sure there's like, you know, there's representation with that. And I like little girls being, you know, but
do you think
I don't read Goofus and Gallant for nothing besides Goofus nor Gallant. So maybe there's a Goofus and Gallant. Our version of Goofus and Gallant, Doofus and Dallant. And they like go back and forth about snowball fights and other things that, you know, Doofus does wrong and Dallant does well.
Yeah, I love it. I think we've carved out a little path here. And between this new direction for Double Threat and Cuck Cuck Cluck and High Heels, I think Forever Dog has just undergone a massive transformation.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a whole new sector of the company that's developing in this episode. I'm very excited about it. I can't wait for the future. This is just a thrill.
Yeah, a new idea for a show.
Yeah, it's a thrill.
Brett fights children
and loses.
Children bully Brett.
Children bully Brett. Bread. Children bully bread.
The bread cast.
Baked bread. Right?
Am I high for that one?
Buttering, yeah. Buttering bread. Buttering butter. Bread.
He does, and he likes to eat butter right out of the container. Is that what he said?
Who doesn't? Every child does when you're little.
And then he was like, don't tell Dad. Who was 8 inches away from him. He literally said with his dad on the edge of the camera, we could see the dad. And he goes, don't tell Dad. That kid's the funniest kid, but except Roxanne was hilarious. June was hilarious. Those are three really funny kids. That was fantastic.
Great kids. Thank you
to all their parents and adults for allowing them on the show. We appreciate it.
And thank you for everyone who's, you know, wrote to us and, you know, maybe it would be great to do something else like
yeah, this would be fun to do again in the future. And I did want to give a quick shout out. There were so many, just so many cool kids out there whose parents listened to the show and got just so many great emails. This was one of the best responses to a prompt we've ever got at Double Threat. And just wanted to shout out some of the other cool kids out there. Regan, Harry, Zane, Oliver, Ismay, Anita, Max, Millie, Charlie from Australia. And another super cool kid here whose name I didn't get, but he's a big fan of The Gorch on The Best Show. So you know who you are. So those kids as well, thank you so much. We'll probably, if we do this again, we'll have another group on.
Next one we should do is, 90 and above. Right?
God.
We just talked to some oldsters.
We do it in person because they're all vaccinated.
Yeah. Where we could just actually sit down and eat with some oldsters.
That would be heaven. I can't wait to eat some sloppy soup.
Yeah, with some oldsters.
Just trying to think of like a...
I'm going to keep saying oldsters.
Sentence from this book. But
I'm going to keep saying oldsters until you look like you want to throw up.
Try me. Honestly, my tolerance is so high at this point.
Excuse me, miss. I'm looking for Patricia Krenwinkel.
Also known as Katie? Yeah. You mean Katie?
Is there a Linda Kashabian here? Now, if I'm following what you're saying, is you ran from the scene.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. You got to go slow for me. You wanted to start a race war? Like, it is kind of a thing that, like, someone who acts as dumb as Columbo would be like, I'm sorry. You're going to have to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Wait. Maybe it's me. I'm a little slow.
It might be me. I'm a little slow sometimes. You're saying that these hippies came to your Western ranch.
You picture, like, the scene from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but with Columbo in that room?
Well, I would actually see... I would watch Columbo and George Spawn having chili.
Why didn't Tarantino just make this book
as the movie? Because he's stupid.
He should have just made this movie as the book. I mean, this book as the movie.
He making me so mad, as Chico Marx would say.
Yeah. Well, we make you so glad with our double threat. And this is another great episode in the books. So y'all tell everybody about it. You tell everybody how much you larfed at it. You spread the word. You go and you rate and you review it on any platform you get your podcast, whether it be Apple or... What other ones are there, Brad?
You got Spotify, you got Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Amazon's doing podcasts now. Everybody's got a podcast app. But it looks like we're closing in on 1,000 reviews on Apple Podcasts. It'd be great to hit that milestone. So if you haven't...
Please give a positive one.
Yeah, hop on over there. Give us a positive review on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star review. We'd greatly appreciate it. And you might be number 1,000. And then that would be a cool thing. If you're the 1,000th review over there.
Yeah. Send them a t-shirt, Brett. Send the 1,000th one a t-shirt.
Send number 1,000 a t-shirt.
As best as you can calculate it.
Got it. Yeah. If you can somehow prove to me with screenshots or something, if you can prove to me you're the 1,000th review,
I'll send you a t-shirt. Quest. What a dumb thing. And thank you to our friend Mike Kroll for the theme music and Michael Kupperman for the artwork. And we will be back with another episode next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.